The hosepipe ban across Northamptonshire will be lifted tomorrow. The ban was introduced in April following an exceptionally dry 18 months. But since then, it's been cats and dogs, so the ban is to go. Kieran Nelson joins us now from Angling Water. Morning, Kieran.
Good morning.
You've called this the wettest drought on record.
Yeah, the irony of it isn't lost on us, really. I think ever since we introduced the hosepipe ban on April the 5th, I think it's rained almost every single day since then. The truth of it is we really needed that rain. We must remember that actually up until the end of March this year, it was the driest year we'd experienced in over a century. So it had been so tremendously dry that we really were left with no other option than to introduce the hosepipe ban. It's not something we wanted to do. It was our first hosepipe ban for 20 years, so it was something that we introduced with a heavy heart, if you like. But it was the right response. You know, it was something that we had to do. Since then, as you say, Stuart, it has hammered it down, hasn't it, really? We had 3 months' worth of rain in April in some parts of our region, and that's really helped things to recover somewhat.
Such as you say, we've spoken about this many times, but I think it does warrant repeating. What sort of things would you have people do?
Well, there are the very obvious things, aren't there? Like turning off the tap when you're brushing your teeth. These are things that people are most familiar with and do most regularly now. Showers instead of baths, they're much more, that's something that people can quite easily do. In your garden, if you haven't got one already, maybe fit a water butt. If you have got a water butt, I'd be prepared to bet it's absolutely brim full at the moment following the rainfall that we've just had. Only using washing machines or dishwashers when they're full rather than putting on half loads unless your machine can adjust its water quantity to handle that. Dripping taps, fixing those. All these little things all add up, and all these things can really help us save water and keep it in the environment.
And you know the response that comes every time you say that sort of thing. What are you doing about the leaks?
It's a very, very good question, and it's something that we really don't want to duck talking about because we know that leaks are really important to our customers.
And aggravating to people when
Indeed.
They hear you talking like this and they see something bubbling out the ground. It may only be a trickle, but it really, really annoys them.
Of course it does, and they've got every right to be annoyed about it. Just as, you know, we would rather there were no leaks. We try to get out and fix them as quickly as we possibly can. We spent £14 million last year finding and fixing leaks. We'll spend the same this coming year. We've got about 300 staff out there every single day finding and fixing them, and they fix about 30,000 leaks every single year. We know it's a massive issue. We know it's really important. And we're actually grateful when customers call us and tell us about any leaks that they spotted, because it does mean that we can get out and find and fix them sooner.
What does frustrate people is the length of time it takes for you to get there, though.
Yeah, I mean, what we have to do really is a prioritisation process, just like anybody would. Imagine if you were going to a hospital, you wouldn't expect to get treated with a broken finger at the same speed as someone who perhaps has a broken leg, and that's what we have to do. And we appreciate that can be frustrating for somebody when you can see the leak in front of your house and you want to know why it's not been fixed, but you can rest assured that it's not because we're ignoring it. It's purely because we're having to fix a leak somewhere else, perhaps that's interrupting someone's supply or that's leaking an awful lot more water, and we just have to prioritise them, that's all, to make sure we get to the right ones in the right order.